Joshua and Rahab. So the Israelites have come to the edge of the promised land. Joshua sent two men to spy on Jericho. They went there and came to the house of a woman called Rahab and stayed there. But the king of Jericho knew of their arrival, and he sent word to Rahab, "Bring out the men who've come to you, who are now in your house. They are spies coming to spy out our country." But Rahab had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, "There were two men here, but I do not know where they came from nor where they went to. They left at the time when the gates were shutting, when it was getting dark. But if you chase them quickly, you'll find them and catch them." But Rahab had taken the spies onto the roof of her house and hidden them under stalks of flax which were on the roof. So the men of Jericho looked for them all the way to the River Jordan, but they didn't find them. Rahab came up to the men on the roof and said, "I know that the Lord has given you this land, and all its inhabitants are afraid of you, for we've heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea when you came up out of Egypt. And when we heard that, our hearts melted, and there was no courage left in any of us because of you. For the Lord your God is the God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Please promise me by the Lord that since I have shown kindness to you, that you will show kindness and truth to me and my family. Promise me that you will save the lives of my family, my brothers and sisters, so that they are not killed when you come to take possession." So it just shows that when the spies first of all came to the land of Canaan, they saw these cities with walls that seemed to them up to heaven, and they thought, "No, we can't possibly capture those cities. The people in them are so strong." But actually, the people behind those walls were scared stiff of them. So it just shows that what might seem so difficult for us is in fact possible. And we might think that it's too hard for us to get into the kingdom of God, but it really is possible. So the spies said that they agreed. They said, "Yes, we will save your lives, as long as you do not say a word about us to the king of Jericho. And when the Lord has given us this land," so they really believed that God's promises would come true, "we will deal kindly and truly with you." Now, the house of Rahab was built upon the wall of the city. So she tied a rope and the men climbed down, just like Paul did when he was escaping from Damascus, and like David had to when he was escaping from the men of Saul who wanted to kill him. As they went out, she said, "Go to the mountains and hide there for 3 days until your pursuers have returned, and after that go on your way." The men said, "We will keep this agreement that we've made. When the children of Israel come into this land, you are to tie a piece of scarlet cord in the window and bring your family into this house. Then if anyone goes out from your house into the street, that will not be on our head. And if you say a word about our business here, then we are free from our promise." The woman agreed, and she sent them away. And after they'd left, she tied the piece of scarlet cord in the window. That was like a witness that she really was in covenant with those men. Well, the two men stayed in the mountains for 3 days. And when finally the men of Jericho gave up searching for them, they returned, and they had returned to the city. Those two men came back down the mountain, crossed the River Jordan, and came back to Joshua. They told him all things that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, "It is true that the Lord has delivered all the country into our hands, and all the people of Jericho faint with fear because of us.